current state on WKAR. The 55th annual Detroit Boat Show runs now through Sunday at Cobo Center. The expo showcases everything from power boats to pontoons and even a little Great Lakes history. 2013 brings the bicentennial of the epic Battle of Lake Erie, which occurred during the War of 1812. Tall ships of the British and United States navies clashed in September of 1813. The Americans won this crucial battle, which may be best remembered for the famous message delivered by Commodore Oliver Perry, "We have met the enemy, and he is ours." The Lake Erie Heritage Foundation is on hand at the Detroit Boat Show with relics and recreations of the Battle of Lake Erie, and educators ready to discuss stories of the battle, which they plan to recreate in September for the 200th anniversary. WKAR's Peter Wharf spoke with event producer Craig Sambrowski, who rooted the conversation in history.
I think the Battle of Lake Erie really comes down to one thing, and it was really control of commerce on Lake Erie and moving west. And it was really the opening of sort of the western frontier, which you talked about, and how we were going to get commerce, trade, commercial goods to the western part of the U.S., what was becoming the western part of the U.S. For the British, it was a really important piece of control and to keep their goods from Europe moving through to the States. Obviously, the U.S. was not in favor of that. The British had teamed up with the Native Americans, and in fact, they had promised Tecumseh portions of land. Had that battle gone a different way, where you and I would be right now would most likely be Indian territory.
Can you describe the forces which assembled and then the events of the Battle of Lake Erie for our listeners?
Sure. It was a relatively quick battle under Oliver Hazard Perry, Commodore Perry. The U.S. ships were near Put-in Bay, Ohio. They were using land on Put-in Bay for staging some of their activities. The morning of the 10th of September in 1813, Perry boarded the ships with his troops and began sailing out to intercept the British. He believed he knew where they were. He had little to no wind that morning behind him to get there, so it was very slow moving. Just prior to the battle, the wind picked up in his favor. He engaged six British ships about 12.7 miles west-northwest of Put-in Bay. The ship Perry was on was a U.S. brig Lawrence, and it was well ahead of the other U.S. ships. And the Lawrence, when it engaged the British, took a very heavy beating. Perry left the Lawrence under heavy fire in a longboat and was rowed to the U.S. brig Niagara, where he took over command from Jesse Elliott, and he proceeded to very quickly defeat the British, take them prisoners. You know, one of the famous lines from the battle is, "We've met the enemy and they're ours." So it was a relatively quick battle. What we're going to reenact is exactly that. We have more than 15 tall ships participating in the event, but there will be 15 that will engage in the battle. There will be six ships portraying the British, nine portraying the U.S., all of them will be armed with cannons. We won't be firing cannonballs, but we will be firing cannons. We have a pyrotechnics barge at the site that we will use to add significant drama to the event.
That sounds like it's going to just be a spectacular thing to witness. You said 15 tall ships engaged in a battle reenactment on the surface of Lake Erie.
And it will be, you know, what we've mapped out for the battle is it's going to be historically correct. You know, it will be starting at a very similar time. The tactics that the ships will use will be just as they did in 1813. We're very fortunate that the senior captain of the U.S. brig Niagara and the current captain are both experts on the battle. In fact, the senior captain, Walter Ripka, has written a book on it. So it will be very, very close to the real deal, what people would have experienced or sailors would have experienced 200 years ago.
Here at your display, you have a number of cannon in place. Are those examples or are those actual cannons that you'll be using?
There's both. In fact, two of the cannons that are over there were in the movie Master and Commander. They were built just for that movie. One of the other cannons was used in the Pirates of the Caribbean movies. Several of them they fire, and so they're real. The guy who builds them is based in Fremont, Ohio, and he actually sells them, and he sold a couple of them here on Saturday at the event.
You can't just go down to your local Army-Navy and buy a firing cannon.
No.
Maybe you shouldn't.
No, but because they're muzzle loaders, you're not required to have, I don't know if there's a such thing as a concealed carry permit for a cannon, but he's got a couple of cannons over there that are small enough that you can put them in your jacket.
Craig Zamborski is one of the event producers for the Battle of Lake Erie Bicentennial Display at the 55th Annual Detroit Boat Show. Craig, thanks again.
Thank you very much, Peter.
For Current State, this is Peter Wharf.